Neil Fox is a retired professor from Orillia, and he's just written a book of Christian historical fiction. It's called The Crown and Salvation. Neil Fox, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
Neil, what's the value in having Christian fiction, and not only that, Christian historical fiction?
Well, I think that stories have the ability to touch people. Stories can relate to life experiences more. In fact, Jesus often used stories as parables to convey messages when he spoke. So they can present different levels of understanding as well. You know, a story can have a simple concept. Like in this book, there's a lot of adventure and a lot of romance, but there's a much deeper meaning behind a lot of the things that are being said and done there as well.
Okay, and particularly this story takes place in ancient Jerusalem. What connection do you have with the Holy Land?
Quite a number of years ago, we were led to live in Israel for a number of years, to live in Jerusalem. So we packed up our businesses here in Canada and moved off, my wife and our three children, and we lived there for several years. So during that time, we learned just a tremendous amount about the land itself. Yeah, about the culture, about the Jewish people. I explored the entire land. Being a photographer, I did an exhibit of work on the land, so you know, I've pretty much explored every inch of it, and underground, on rooftops, everywhere.
Oh my goodness!
So it gave us, you know, tremendous archaeological and historical background in the country. We've kept an interest since and followed, you know, many of the archaeological discoveries and new biblical discoveries that are coming forward. And I always felt kind of a bit of a nudging from the Lord that someday I would have to write all this down.
Well, you're speaking and writing from a perspective of having sand on your shoes then. This gives you a unique perspective, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. It really does. And I think people that have, you know, read the manuscript and read the book that it's just come out now, that this is what they're saying, that it just takes them and transports them into the land because it's all so real. Everything that I've written about is places that I've been and just, you know, really, really know very well.
All right. Well, give us a little taste. What is the story about?
Well, it's a story about a young religious Jewish boy who went through some personal tragedies at the hands of the Romans and became, you know, was filled with a lot of hatred towards them, eventually joining the Zealot movement, which was the movement to oust the Romans from the land at the time. But he inadvertently kind of found himself in the middle of the final week of Christ, that final Passover week.
Wow.
And originally, he thought that this man might be the Messiah, might be the man who was going to lead them in war against the Romans. But, of course, as he looked into it, he began to discover that Jesus was, in fact, something a little different than that.
Well, I can see the value now of a historical aspect of biblical fiction, because we all would be sort of in a different position, right? Back then, if we could take ourselves out, we would all be wondering the same things, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, part of the theme of this book is what would you do if you had been there? What would it have been like? So I try to bring the reader back into that position of actually being there through the eyes of this young man and what he went through to discover his faith, really.
Well, when people get to the end of your book, The Crown and Salvation, what do you want them to take away from this story?
I think there's a couple of levels. I pray that people will really be touched by the story and learn much, much more about Jesus. For the person who's already has faith, I think the book will reveal many hidden truths that they just are totally unaware of. There's all sorts of things, from prophecies to temple ordinances, questions that this young man was searching out and beginning to discover. So we're discovering this through his eyes as he's going through this, the final week of Christ. So there's so much to learn. And rather than write a sort of an academic paper about it, the Lord really led me to write it as a story, so that we can all relate to it better.
The book is called The Crown and Salvation, authored by Neil Fox from Orillia. And he's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Neil.
All right. Well, thank you for the interview.